Right now, joined by Paul Petrino, the head coach at Idaho. Coach, good to see you. How are
you? Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Good to have you. Very rarely do we get two Petrinos in one show, so this is exciting. So a little different situation than what your brother is getting into, in a place that you know well. We were talking about Moscow a little bit ago, but inheriting a team that struggled last year, and I guess that would be a little bit of an understatement. But talk to me about your job one when you got on campus.
Well, you know, it was just, number one, getting everybody to buy in, getting everybody excited. I think our kids have worked real hard from the day that I took the job to now. We had kind of had to go out and find out what needs we really needed and try to fill them in recruiting, and I think we did a decent job of that. We needed some running backs and linebackers, and we went out and signed two JC running backs and four JC linebackers that are already on campus, went through spring ball. So I think that was one of the first immediate things, and really just getting our kids to learn how to grind, how to work hard every day, how to get up and, you know, go to the class every day and hit the weight room and go out on the practice field and just learn what working hard and being successful is all about. And I think we've done that. I think we wanted to get through that first spring ball and become a more physically and mentally tough team. Mm-hmm. We had some long scrimmages and hit a lot, and I think that was achieved. And then really just making discipline a good word, you know, instead of, you know, we're going to be a discipline program. We always talk about discipline kind of gives your passion a purpose. And mm-hmm. if you're not disciplined, then you're reckless. And I think our kids are buying into that. And there was a few of them that didn't, a few of them that had to leave. But for the most part, everyone's buying in and working hard. And it's been a good summer. And we just got to keep continuing to grow. It's probably good. We have 1 year to get a little bit better before we come into the league. And mm-hmm. then it'll be exciting. You know, it's one of the best news since I got the job is that we got into the Sun Belt, and we're really excited to be here, you know, be in the league a year from now.
And one of the things I'm assuming when you take over a team like this is getting kids to believe that you can win at a high level. And
Right. You've
got a unique perspective, having been at Idaho when they were winning, you know,
Right. Quite
a lot. So talk to me about that a little bit and the mental part of all that.
Well, you know, when I was there in 92, 93, 94, we were really good. You know, Doug Nussmeier was our quarterback. Sheridan May was our running back. He led the country in rushing. We had Jeff Robinson as a defensive end, went on to play in the NFL for a long time. We actually went 3 years in a row beating Division I teams. We beat Colorado State, then we beat Utah, and we beat UNLV. So it was just the Vandals were a team that got after people, and people were scared of them. And that's what we got to get that pride back and take the field and make the opposing quarterback, you know, leery that we're going to hit him, mm-hmm. hit him, and hit him, and hit him. And that's just something we got to get the pride of the Vandals back and make sure that we do that.
Talk to me about Moscow, Idaho. I was asking some of the other coaches, what's your recruiting pitch to your university?
Well, it's a beautiful campus. You know, we have a couple academic fields that I think are second to none, anyone in the country. You can go into a home and tell the parents that their kids are going to be safe. You know, it's probably the safest campus I've ever worked on.
Yeah.
Me and Coach Sinkovich, our offense coordinator, before our family got there, lived in an apartment for 6 months. We didn't even have a key. It was unlocked the whole time. So, you know, it's about as safe a place you can be. It's beautiful. If you get any kids that are interested at all in hunting and fishing, you know, you're 5 minutes from that. And it's just, I think it's, if we can get them on campus and we can get them on a visit, then we have a great chance to get them. And that's something that, you know, it's just getting them interested enough to come on a visit. And once we get them on a visit, then I think we'll have a great chance to get them.
There aren't too many schools in the country that are playing more of a mishmash of conferences. You guys are probably playing more conferences, different conferences than anybody else in the country this year. But talk to me about the schedule and trying to prepare for a schedule that doesn't have a whole lot of continuity to it this year.
Right. You know, I think it's just kind of what we really have tried to do so far is really concentrate on the first two games. You know, our opener is at North Texas and our second game is at Wyoming. And we worked hard as a staff, even through spring ball all summer, coming up with a real good offense, defense, special team game plan for those first two games. And, you know, then Northern Illinois comes in, and then we go to Washington State. But we've probably really stressed more than anything those first two games and concentrate on them and try to go on the road and get two wins right off the bat.
Yeah, you're playing ACC, SEC, Sun Belt Conference. You got, you know, Pac-12. I mean, it's pretty wild.
We got a little bit of everybody.
There you go.
For sure.
So what about, you said you were excited to hear that you guys were coming to the Sun Belt. And, you know, certainly if you want competition, you should be excited because this league seemingly is getting better and better all the time. Four bowl teams last year. Talk to me about some of the advantages of being in this league because, I mean, Idaho is certainly a bit of an outlier for the Sun Belt, although
if
you get some good sunny days out there, we'll just play it that way.
Well, you know, I think the best thing for us is we'll play in good weather every game because we've got a dome at our place.
There you go,
That should be an advantage to us when people have to travel that far to play us. and then all our road games will be in nice weather, so that's a good thing. I think it'll help keep some of the connections that, you know, for 15 years, for instance, I recruited Northern Florida, and we were lucky enough to sign three kids again this year from there, but now coming back and playing here and being around these, you know, playing in this environment, it'll help us continue to get hopefully three or four real fast kids a year from the South.
Yeah.
And, you know, with our base recruiting being in the Northwest, but that part of it's exciting. Obviously, you know, you walk around here today and there's a bunch of great football coaches in this league, and there's some real good football played. And so, you know, anytime that you can go and sell that in recruiting and know that you have a chance to, if you're successful, go to a bowl game, then that really helps you. So we're just, we couldn't be more excited than being in the Sun Belt right now.
Idaho head coach Paul Petrino joining us in the zone today, and again, getting ready for the upcoming season. When you look around the league, what do you take away from this year's Sun Belt team? We just had the preseason picks come out, and the two Louisiana schools picked at the top, and ASU had a great year last year, of course, yeah, picked third, and your brother's Western Kentucky team picked fourth. But when you look, yeah, at this league this year, which of course you won't be playing, but some of the schools,
right,
here. But what do you make of the league overall this year?
You know, I think it's real strong. I think, you know, the two Louisiana schools have been real successful lately. Got a lot of players back. Those are good teams. You know, Arkansas State's got a real good team. They did lose their quarterback, so that'll, you know, it'll be something a little hard for them. But they've been real successful last, you know, for the last 2 years too. I actually played them 2 years ago when I was at Illinois in the opener. They had a lot of good football players, and so, you know, obviously for next year I'll be biased and be rooting for Western Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
So that's who I'll be rooting for. But there's just a lot of good football played in this league, and you know, anyone would be scared to play any one of those four teams early in the year,
right,
if you were in one of the other,
sure,
leagues. You know, I wouldn't want to have one of those four teams on my schedule if I was a team that you might get knocked off early in the,
right,
year by.
Well, we were talking to Coach Huspeth about the trip to Fayetteville next year, and I know there's fans back in Arkansas that are already worried about that game, and appropriately so. They've got an awfully talented bunch.
Yeah, they do. You know, and they're a good football team, well coached, and he's done a good job anywhere he's been ever since. You know, I always kind of root for the guys that come up from North Alabama and work his way up, because that's kind of what we did, you know, starting where we started and where we end up. So
yeah,
he does a great job.
I think everybody wants to see you square off against your brother. So
yeah,
the bummer is, of course, that as you guys
one
are coming
year
in,
away,
yeah, he's,
yeah,
going out, and so maybe a non-conference game someday down the road.
Yeah, you know, that could happen. I just got to make sure I'm there for a couple years, make sure we're good enough for playing.
When's the last time you guys competed against each other in anything?
Oh, you know, noon ball, or I mean, we grew up our whole life going against each other.
Yeah,
I haven't actually coached against each other except for maybe in a spring game here or there, but.
Yeah.
But that would be fun. That,
yeah,
would be exciting.
Have you followed the guys that you coached? I mean, certainly we were talking to Coach, to your brother a little bit ago about, you know, certainly some of your players being drafted, and
yeah,
a lot of them could contribute right away. And, you know, we could talk about Tyler or Niall or anybody, but certainly,
yeah,
all those guys you would think would have a chance to play pretty early.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I probably, you know, Tyler and Kobe probably call me more than anybody. And Kobe had a great mini camp, and they're really excited about him. I know one of the coaches there, Hugh Jackson, one of the assistant coaches of the,
yeah,
Bengals, and they think Kobe's going to play early and be real successful, and I talk to Tyler all the time, and so, you know, I think I wish them the best and hope they both really have great years.
Yeah, from what we're reading, sounds like things are going well. He feels good about where he's at with that.
Yeah, he sounded real confident and thought things went well, and I know in the first mini camp and after the OTAs, he was really excited.
Yeah. We had D-Mac on a few weeks ago. He was doing a camp in Little Rock, and he was excited,
okay,
about having Tyler in town, and,
yeah,
seen a couple of hogs hook up. That was pretty cool.
That,
so,
is pretty neat. That's,
yeah,
that's pretty special. So,
when do you start camp?
We start on the 4th. We report on the 4th, start practice on the 5th.
Okay. Well, Coach, good luck this season, and we'll see you in Jonesboro here on October 12th.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
You got some work to do before then, of course.
All right.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right. That's Paul Petrino. 10:50.